saw this story online, and I wanted to take a moment here just because you wonder what the future may bring. And as I was checking the story, reading the story, it, to me, and I am no movie expert, that's why I'm glad we have one in studio with us this morning, Pat Johnston. Because this reminds me of a movie, and I can't place it, but the plot of the movie sounds like this story. This story, by the way, is real. It comes from the Law Society. The Law Society, which is, as it says here, the independent professional body that works globally to support and represent solicitors, promoting the highest professional standards and the public interest and the rule of law. And the story references Dr. Alan McKay, who is out of Australia. He's the deputy director of the Sydney Institute of Criminology. And the story has to do with the potential of utilizing neurotechnology in the future, where using a chip in your brain, criminals could be tracked and controlled by these chips in the brain. Wow.
There have been, I think, a few movies that have done that. The one that, for some reason, is just popping in my head is Total Recall with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay.
I think that was one where he was embedded, bad guys embedded him with the chip, and they could follow him wherever he went.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, I was thinking specifically, I thought there was something to do with, again, the future where your criminals were controlled or predicted to do crime. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm thinking something. But this is serious. Legal theorists, as they say, are preparing for a future that could see where a criminal, again, using neurotechnology, and again, this is a convicted criminal, would perhaps be able to take a sentencing of having a brain chip implementation, which essentially would avoid sentencing where you'd have to serve time in jail because you could be controlled and tracked because you have a chip in your brain. So,
sure. So it'd be a voluntary thing, though.
Yeah, that's what it says here, yeah. As doctor, again, this doctor, Alan McKay, criminology expert, an offender with expert witness support might argue in their plea in mitigation that they have satisfactorily dealt with a mental condition that had a role in their offending way by utilizing neural technology intervention that would suggest that they could be not imprisoned and be out and be able to participate in society and being done safely because, again, they are controlled and tracked using a microchip.
I see.
I don't know if I'm ready for that.
Well, again, this is future.
Yeah,
it's all
right.
You know, future technology talk. And there's another person here that's referenced in this story, Nick Bostrom, who's the author of a book on artificial intelligence. He says that this is a long way off because the inherent danger of implantation is not even been discovered yet.
Right.
He says there are medical complications that are very possible, infections, electrodisplacement, hemorrhaging, cognitive decline. Somebody else even suggests, and what happens if somebody hacks into that chip?
Oh, controlling behavior.
Yeah, and so now here's where it sounds like a real movie plot.
Yeah.
Somebody's got one of these things so they're controlled to be good and safe, and somebody else hacks in and turns them to a maniacal.
I
mean,
I don't think it would work, you know, that way. But
well,
yeah.
You know, but that sounds more movie-like.
It does sound very movie-like.
But
it does.
Yeah. Going back to the hack, I mean...
Hey, there's a plot for a movie, guys.
Yeah,
start writing.
We're writing the script right before your very ears. Somebody mark this down. Lawyers, they say, would be involved, obviously, might suggest that this could, if they were trying to argue against utilizing it, this goes back to the voluntary cooperation of a person who was convicted, that if this was something that perhaps the witness didn't want, they could consider it as a constitution of cruel and unusual punishment.
Well, I was going to say, though, I mean, okay, microchip or, you know, they're already doing that today in a way, not a microchip, but, you know, if they have to wear those, people have to wear those ankle bracelets or whatever. If
the
they
tethers.
Don't wanna, the tethers, right. If they don't want to, if they want to stay in their house at least. I mean, so they're tracked that way. So I don't know if it'd be that, I don't know.
Yeah.
So the tracking is there.
People have pacemakers. There's things that are being done to implant in people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That is true.
Just don't let them put those chips inside the pacemaker that you don't know about.
Well, yeah, I don't want that. My dog is microchipped.
Yeah, I've got one as well. Yeah, my dog as well has one. Of course, if the dog gets lost, which hope doesn't happen, could be tracked.
Yes. Yeah.
Although
she didn't object, although she really didn't have a choice. But yeah, anyway.
Oh, admittedly, though, I would say on that note, at least in my case, I was supposed to pay for the privilege of having the chip and tracking possibility. I never did.
Oh.
It just wasn't for the chip was implanted. It's like, and if you want to, that's okay.
No, it's all right.
I'll put a dog tag on. I think we'll be okay. But so, anyway.
Yeah, I mean, haven't there been also other stories, Charlie? I thought maybe you've shared it through the years that, you know, they're talking about how we could be microchipped with all of our medical history,
for instance.
And that. So, you know, if you get an accident, they just have to scan us, right? The paramedics, and boom, they would know exactly what's wrong with us.
In fact, I think some people have already done that because using that, there have been stories about you have a chip where you could not even, you know, could open your home.
Yeah.
You don't need a key for your car. Your chip would be able to control. Because we speculated on that. What happens, I think, at that time, laughed about what happens if somebody hacked your chip that way. But this is the first time I can recall, or maybe I've forgotten, that this was actually getting into the way that you could have society controlled in a criminal element, in a convicted.
Yeah, although I like your idea that somebody hacking in and then changing your personality completely.
There are some people I can think of needing that change. Well, and think about this. It's not referenced here. And I just have a short version of the story. Maybe it's in the long version. Now, boy, we often talk about what it costs to house criminals. And, you know, you could potentially eliminate jails or maybe free up.
Yeah, at least free up some space.
Cells for maybe those that you really don't want out, even if they had a chip.
Right.
I don't know. Hmm. We'll against just out there. We'll throw it out there.
But like you said, this is a ways away still, right?
I'll put a link up onto the official story on our Morning Team page if you want to check it out for yourself. But yeah, neurotechnology for controlling and tracking criminals. Hmm. Dr. Alan McKay, who knows? We're talking about it in theory today. What will it be talked about tomorrow?